Good evening, everybody. Brian Neuber here from goldenblack.com, rolling down I-94 on my way out of Ann Arbor, following Purdue's 84-78 double overtime loss to number 19 Michigan at the Chrysler Center. This is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast brought to you by Fault, Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Chargers Team Remax Ability Plus. Again, you'll have to pardon the whirring interstate under my wheels, potentially my GPS if it cuts in here. But I'm driving out of Ann Arbor to a closer location so I can get back tomorrow. So I've got some time to kill here, so we'll dive right into this quick podcast following, again, Purdue's 84-78 double overtime loss at number 19 Michigan. You know, the first thing to talk about, kind of the big takeaway from this, once you can, I guess, rub the disappointment out of your eyes, that Purdue had a great chance for a great win, a signature win, the elusive big road win, the resume win, the sort of win that turned last season in a very positive direction for Purdue. Once you can kind of rub that out of your eyes, you know, something that should resonate is the fact that, you know, a couple days ago, this team didn't look like that it could even compete on the road, let alone win. They don't look like the same team on the road, and you really had to wonder whether or not Purdue was going to beat anybody on the road other than maybe like Northwestern, somebody like that. But, you know, Purdue's going to have to win probably some games like this against big-time opponents away from Mac Arena to make the NCAA tournament, to compete in the Big Ten, whatever. Whichever you want to pick. And, you know, the big thing tonight was Purdue showed it was capable. You know, on Sunday at Illinois, they looked further away than ever before from being able to win that sort of game. And tonight, you know, they were this close, literally this close, on a couple of occasions. And Michigan was just a little bit better when the game hung in the balance, as teams with seniors on their home floors, you know, tend to be. And, you know, Purdue came painfully short to what would have been a great win. But they showed they were capable of winning, and I think that's the biggest thing that kind of comes out of this game. Because, again, a week ago at this time, 5 days ago at this time, you had to ask yourself, can Purdue even play Michigan within 20 based on how they played at Illinois? Can Purdue win a game like this? If they can't win a game like this, what does that mean for this season? I think they answered some of those questions to a certain extent, or at least as much as you can in defeat. But, you know, obviously a couple other things to touch on about this game. Obviously, you know, a performance for the ages, so to speak, from Travion Williams. You know, Purdue's had a lot of really good big guys come to its program, and Purdue's had a lot of really memorable performances, a lot of them away from Mackey Arena. I'm thinking of Caleb Swanigan at Michigan State. I'm thinking of that 1 year A.J. Hammonds at Nebraska for whatever that was worth. I'm thinking of Isaac Haas at Marquette that 1 year, just games where the big guy just carried Purdue on the road. Vince Edwards had a great game at Northwestern, had a great game at Minnesota 1 year when Swanigan didn't play. He's not a big guy, but I'm just mentioning him because it came to mind. This performance from Travion Williams was right up there with any of those performances. He gets 36-20 on the road against another really good big man in John Teske, and it was head-to-head in every sense of the term between those two. Not only that, I mean, there's a situation where he's in the middle of a memorable night, a special night, and he makes the right basketball play when he hits Jahad Proctor in the corner for that three. A lot of guys would have been, you know, kind of drunk on their own success in that situation and forced things, but he made the right basketball play. He did it against a really good big man. He did it when Purdue badly needed it, because Matt Harms was knocked out of the game in the first half with a hip injury, so this game was literally on Travion Williams' shoulders in more ways than one. Travion Williams did it in 43.5 minutes of playing time. You know, he couldn't have played 43.5 minutes over two games last season. And now he's doing it, and he's doing it at, like, at least tonight, like an All-American level. This just seemed like something much more than Purdue has seen to date from Travion Williams. And obviously he's done a really positive thing. A lot of really positive things in his Purdue career. He's, you know, starred for USA Basketball. Not starred, but he's performed well for USA Basketball. This is an accomplished guy, but tonight was something even more. And, you know, sometimes you get a good read on what coaches feel about their players to hear them talk about them publicly. And if you've kind of followed what Matt Painter said about Travion Williams ever since, like, midway through last season, it's always got an asterisk. It's always got a but. It's always like, well, you know, he's really good at this and this, this and this, but... And he does that because what he sees from Trevion Williams in practice, what he's seen in only glimpses in games, has been what you just saw at Michigan. Matt Painter knows how good Trevion Williams can be, so he's always kind of asked a little more from him. And tonight, everybody saw how good Trevion Williams can be, and everybody in the nation saw it. And Trevion Williams, if he hadn't made a name for himself already, certainly did tonight. That being said, Purdue needs Matt Harms. You know, this is the second injury, third if you count preseason practice for Harms this season. Obviously, we don't know the extent yet. Matt Painter said hip flexor after the game. Purdue needs him. They needed him on defense in winning time on this game. Their ball screen defense against Xavier Simpson, I think, was more of a compliment to Xavier Simpson than it was an indictment of Purdue. But if Matt Harms is out there, things might unfold very differently. Now, it's easy to say, you know, if Purdue has Matt Harms, they win this game. I think from a defensive perspective, that is true. But if Matt Harms is playing, maybe Trevion Williams doesn't have the game he had because he doesn't get as many touches. Maybe the game plays out a little bit differently. You don't know. So that's a really hard what-if to kind of address. But from a defensive perspective, Purdue, again, really missed Matt Harms. The Butler game, they really, really missed Matt Harms. The Ohio game didn't matter because they shot so damn well. But the final 6 minutes at Nebraska, you really missed them. The entirety of the game against Butler, you really missed them. At the end of this game, with the game hanging in the balance, defensively at least, you really missed them. So Purdue's going to hope for some good news here in the next couple days on Matt Harms. You know, the Michigan State game Sunday, kind of a short turnaround. We'll kind of see on that. But again, we don't know, but Purdue does need him. Another guy obviously worth talking about here was the game from Isaiah Thompson. If this is a situation where this is the representation of Isaiah Thompson becoming something a little bit more than he's been for Purdue as a freshman, for him to do this on the road against a really good opponent, against, I can't remember if he did it necessarily head-to-head against Xavier Simpson. I'll have to go back and watch the game tomorrow. But for him to make shots, to make big shots, to, you know, for a stretch put a veteran, a team full of veterans on his back on the road in a really important stretch of a really important game, that was big time, you know, for the freshman. And if, again, if this represents him becoming something a little bit more, that could be really significant for Purdue, because he does give Purdue a little bit of a scoring and playmaking element that it doesn't really otherwise have in its backcourt. That is a big part of Purdue's offensive difficulties this season, is that it just doesn't have a lot of playmakers in its backcourt. Eric Hunter can do some positive things. He's not going to go blow past anybody off the dribble. He's not going to, be the quickest player in college basketball. He's a good, savvy player who kind of plays on his own terms, you know, kind of dictates the terms of play to a certain extent, very smooth. Jahad Proctor, obviously, has given Purdue some mid-range game, but he's been really struggling lately. Sasha Stefanovic is a pure shooter, not really a playmaker. Nojel Eastern is basically a forward lining up at guard. He doesn't really do a whole lot in terms of a traditional guard role for Purdue. Once Purdue gets in the half court, he dribbles the ball up, and then he goes and plays forward, basically. That's my assessment of it anyway. Purdue doesn't have that on-the-dribble guy, doesn't have the quickness, doesn't have the speed, doesn't have the quick trigger shooter necessarily in combination with some of those things. If Isaiah Thompson maybe is coming of age here a little bit from an offensive perspective, that could change things a little bit for Purdue for the better. And, you know, Purdue looked like a very different team offensively tonight than it did at Illinois on Sunday night, which is a low bar, admittedly. But Purdue played relatively well offensively in this game, turned the ball over too much in the first half, cleaned that up pretty quick. But also got a really special performance from Trevion Williams, and also over a six-minute stretch of game time in the second half, a special performance from Isaiah Thompson, too. So whether that stuff is something you can count on every single night from here on out, obviously it's not. But it was certainly positive for Purdue to play well offensively on the road, really for the first time this season against a high-major opponent. So Purdue will hope to build on it. Obviously they come back home where they've been a much better team than they've been on the road this season. Really big game Sunday against Michigan State. Purdue needs good wins. This would qualify. Purdue shoots well at home. Purdue has defended pretty well at home. Michigan State's a different animal. Cassius Winston is a great, great player, And, you know, Purdue couldn't bottle up Xavier Simpson in winning time tonight. And if Purdue doesn't have Matt Harms, that's going to be a bit of an issue as well. So we'll kind of see what happens. But we'll talk to you again after Purdue plays Michigan State Sunday night or Sunday evening, Sunday afternoon, whenever the game is. I don't even know. So for Brian Neuber from GoldenBlack.com, this has been your Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast from Purdue's 84-78 double overtime loss at Michigan. It's been brought to you by Fouts Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. So thank you to all of you for listening. Thank you for all the deer off of I-94 for not running into the road while I've been doing this podcast while driving. On both fronts, it is very much appreciated. Thanks, everybody.